Hachette Audio presents Parents of the World Unite, How to Save Our Schools from the Left's Radical Agenda. Written by Ian Pryor. Read by Chris A. Bell. Dedication. To my parents, John and Cheryl, for raising me to follow the courage of my convictions. To my wife, Elsie, for unequivocally supporting me through the long days and nights of following the courage of my convictions. To my daughters, Ava and Caroline, for motivating me to cross the Rubicon and stand up for my convictions. Prologue. The Breaking Point. I was standing on a sidewalk in Leesburg, Virginia, when I first saw the video. I'd been on the street for a few hours by that point, knocking on doors. It was hotter than hell out there, and my t-shirt was soaked with sweat. It was June 22, 2021, a day that would soon go down in Loudoun County history. For me, it had been a day well spent. For 3 months, a group that I'd started, Fight for Schools, had been engaged in a campaign to unseat several members of the Loudoun County School Board. With the backing of dozens of parents, mostly moms, we were digging deep into the rot inside the leadership of Loudoun County Public Schools. From critical race theory to gender ideology to a Facebook enemies list, Loudoun County's parents were flooding school board meetings, sending Freedom of Information Act requests, and going on television and radio after viral moments during public comment sessions. Most consequently, however, we had launched a campaign to remove 6 school board members after they were caught being part of a private Facebook group called the Anti-Racist Parents of Loudoun County. That group was plotting to cancel dozens of Loudoun parents who dared to speak at school board meetings in opposition to its draconian lockdowns and woke policies. Today, I had been out collecting signatures for our removal petitions, which would ultimately have to be filed in court in a convoluted process where the odds were completely stacked against the petitioners. There was a school board meeting that evening that we knew was going to be intense. The board would be debating Policy 8040, which would allow biological boys to use girls' restrooms and locker rooms, and vice versa. It would also require teachers and students as young as 5 years old to refer to other students by their preferred pronouns. Over 250 people had signed up to speak, mostly in opposition to the policy, but we sensed trouble, maybe even a setup by the school board.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?